dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? I really do think it's like rain.
For the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 29th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. One of the companies that applied for but was denied a permit to open a cannabis dispensary in Healdsburg is crying foul and suing the city. Mercy Wellness claims Healdsburg's process was flawed. It wants the city to have a do-over in reviewing and granting permits. Eight companies in total applied for one of two permits the city was allowing. Jane Dispensary and Soulful were awarded the two permits after a months-long review process. A familiar Sonoma County face will take over as interim director of the Napa County Farm Bureau following the death of its previous director in January. Tawny Tesconi previously spent 29 years in fair management, including the Sonoma County Fair, along with running the Sonoma County Farm Bureau and the 4th District Agricultural Association. The interim move brings her out of retirement. She says she will be there to help and mentor the new director once they are hired. You may have seen some of the 40 or so protesters gathered in Santa Rosa's Courthouse Square yesterday, carrying signs calling for improved school safety. The group Safe Campus Alliance organized the rally ahead of tomorrow's anniversary of a stabbing death on the campus of Montgomery High School. The group is also focusing on recalling two Santa Rosa School Board members who oppose police school resource officers returning to campus, Omar Medina and Allegra De La Cruz. In sports, the Warriors take on the New York Knicks today at 4:30. And your forecast. Today, plan on rain and wind with highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain is likely. Wind will be gusty. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain with the possibility of strong thunderstorms. Wind gusting to 25 miles an hour. High should be in the 50s. Same on Saturday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
It's here, our 15% off sale Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. Hi, it's Barry Friedman from Friedman's Home Improvement. You'll save 15% off everything in stock in the store and in the yard. Lumber and building materials, tools, garden and nursery, including clearance. Friedman's 15% off sale Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. There's no better time than right now to find what you need and more at Friedman's Home Improvement.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service residential window and glass company. DJ's has served Sonoma County since 1960, and they're three generations strong. DJ specializes in custom shower doors. They'll get your window or shower door quote done and back to you within 48 hours. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ Sash and Glass at 546-7344 for your shower door replacement. Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa, online at djsglass.com.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
102.7 The Wolf, I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. So if you have a missing pet, the new way to find your missing pet is to hire a drone operator to go look for them. A reporter asked a guy in New York who volunteers for a pet rescue group, and he says his $8,000 drone has a thermal cam that picks up the body heat. He has already found 40 missing dogs this past year. But think about it, that would probably be the way to go.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one that could dance on the floor in the round.
People always talk. best way to wake up? With nothing but your favorite songs and a hot steaming cup of Rick Michaels.
It's the best start to my day.
Only on 102.7 The Wolf.
I never meant to call you when you're sorrow. I never meant to call you when you're pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing. Oh.
So switch over and stay connected.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
As always, you'll find us at 102.7. But now, we've got great coverage in Petaluma at 102.5.
Oh, yes.
Tune in and turn up the volume. The Wolf, 102.7 and 102.5.
Band. Pretty eyes.
Beep, beep, yeah.
Beep, beep. Another check on the commute, making sure you got a good ride as you make your way in on this Thursday morning from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
First signs of the downtown commute showing up. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Indeed.com. Northbound 101 starting to get sluggish between Santa Rosa Avenue and Todd Road. Once you get downtown, a few more brake lights between 12 and College. Southbound 101 leaving Petaluma, still heavy on the brakes from well before San Antonio Creek and down to San Antonio Road. In fact, it's going to stay sluggish from there to the south end of Olam Pali Park. Novato to San Rafael, jammed up as usual. 51 minutes now from Petaluma to the 580 split, an hour and five to the Golden Gate. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting Indeed.com/credit. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
A big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
Oh,
again.
It's up to you.
Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 29th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. If it was not bad enough that Amy's Wicked Slush in Healdsburg closed last year, now the building that housed the superstar of slushes burned down on Tuesday night. The location across from Memorial Beach was fully engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived, but they were able to contain the blaze. No one was injured. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The business, along with the now charred ruins of the building, are still for sale. At their February 20th meeting, the Bellevue Union School District Board voted to not terminate 30 positions from its district in Santa Rosa, but instead said they would gather more information on the financial and educational impacts that cuts would make. Last night, they came back with the results, a unanimous vote to terminate 20 staff positions to help cover a $950,000 shortfall. The city of Santa Rosa is conducting its first school safety pilot study. This project is on Steel Lane from Myers Drive to Roe Drive in front of Steel Lane Elementary School. The pilot study will road diet Steel Lane from March 18th through March 24th, meaning that one lane of traffic will be removed for 6 weeks. The lane of traffic to be removed is the right westbound lane. A survey on the study will be open from May 1st through May 24th to collect feedback from residents on their experience traveling through the corridor during the pilot project. In sports, the Warriors take on the New York Knicks today at 4:30.